chant Vani prayers, I began Jai Nityali Lokra Vishta, Om the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And some devotees said, no, no, you say, Om, Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Pariva Japataraya, Stodra Sattva Sri Mat.
Not the Leela Purusha.
They want to say it the second way. But I know, now I understand that that is second class. It's better to say Nitya Leela Purusha. So he said, this one devotee said, no, we don't think that Prabhupada has gone to his Nitya Leela. He's here, so we want to say Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa.
But here is also Nitya Leela.
Nitya Leela is here too.
Yeah, also.
Nitya Leela doesn't mean he's gone.
No, no. He's better.
Yeah.
Nitya Leela in Vrindavan. Not to go anywhere. Krishna has not gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Radhika ji has not gone anywhere. They are in Nitya Vrindavan.
But Jamuna Devi is superior because of Ras.
Somewhere it is written that Namore Namore Maya to Lakshmi Maharani, na, that is.
Yeah.
Those who don't know relation and don't, they are not entered in bhakti cult, they say like no sambandh again.
When we pray to Shaka Devi, we say Devi.
Oh. Goswami Tulsi Devi and also Bhakti Tulsi. But they don't know if this is not disturb their mind. Just to do like this.
We should always be thinking in relationship to Radharani.
Huh?
We must think in relationship to Radharani.
If you have greed to filter in Prajavita, if you tell Vrinda, Yamuna, in Vrindavan, Yamuna Maya, they will be angry. Yamuna, Vrinda, Tulsi, all. If you tell Maya.
Yamuna Devi herself will be angry.
Yeah? Oh. Understand?
Yes. Now what should I do?
As you like.
I think I have to take shelter of you to become free from their anger.
They will laugh. If you tell like this, they will laugh.
We are very happy today that we can have His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, with us. Since every day, whenever we go on parikrama, we are always reading from his book. And today, we have the person and not just the book. So we do not have to read books today, but we will be able to hear personally from the person. So having said this, now I will let Srila Narayan Maharaj
speak. Now you have come to Ravel. Ravel is the place of mother-in-law of, father-in-law of Srimati Radhika.
Father-in-law
of Maharaj.
Father-in-law
of Vrishbhanu Maharaj.
Mamatiya.
Maternal uncle.
Maternal uncle.
And maternal uncle of Srimati Radhika. You see that here, at first Jamnavar used to flow. Now it has gone a mile far away. But at that time Jamna was here. When Krishna took place, took birth in Gokul, Narada was searching that his Lajni Shakti should surely come. So he was searching that where is his Lajni Shakti Srimati Radhika. He came to this place and asked Vrishbhanu Maharaj that if he has any child or not. He told that I have a very good son, and he spoke to Sridham. Sridham was some elder to Radhika. He told that if you have any daughter, he replied that, yes, I have very beautiful daughter. How you got it? He told that about 6 or 7 days before, I went to Yamuna in morning about 4, and I saw that in Yamuna there were several lotus flowers. जिसको सहस्त्र दल कहते हैं, सहस्त्र दल कमल. He said that a very beautiful baby is playing, laughing, and he's kissing,
sucking
his fifth finger, old finger. And he is doing his tricks here and there and laughing. He at once took that baby in his lap and became very much pleasant. And he at once returned to home there. His home is there. Jamuna was flowing there. And he give it to in the laps of Sripita Devi. He has a boy, but not any daughter. So he became also so much happy. And here, after 5 or 6 days, Narada came and saw that child or that baby. We will tell about this in Monday. Gaur Pramanande Radharani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai
Radharani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai
Radharani Ki Jai
Rani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radharani ki jai Maharani ki jai
Radha Kunda Vadi ki jai jai jai
Radha Kunda
radhe radhe jag jati radhe
radhe 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 radhe radhe jag jati radhe
radha raman hari gobind jai jai राधिका देवी की जय विश्वानंदनी श्रीमती राधिका की जय श्री कृष्ण चंद्र की जय गौर प्रमानंद
कुछ बोल करके अभी देरी है उनका आते हुए देरी है तब तक हम लोग ये तो सिट डाउन
to this place, as I have told before, when Narad came to this place and asked Vishvanu Maharaj that whether he had any daughter or not, sister, that daughter. Narad, first Srimati Radhika, and Deacon Soap, please hear. Narad wanted to see Srimati Radhika alone, not with anyone else. So he pretended something and told Vrishabhan Maharaj that I am also an astrologer. I want to see the hand of this baby. For this, you should bring flowers, rice, kumkum, and other things, and Jamuna water. So by saying this, he sent Vrishabhanu Maharaj so that he went to bring all these things. In the same time, he prayed Srimati Radhika to give his real darshan, to Sori. He was praying so many slopes, power and stuti, which has been written in Brahma, Brahmanda Puran or other Puran. That slope is also from there, that Saptakani Chama Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari, Vrishabhanushite Devi, Pranamami Hari. All these slopes, there are about 16 slopes there. He prayed. At once, Srimati Radhika showed his actual Swaru and Kishori Radhika so much ornamented, so beautiful, he became senseless. As once Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all other sati appeared there, and Lalita kept his hand on the head of Narad and told that you should be in sense and what you want you can beg from Srimati Radhika. Then he came to sense and he was about to beg anything, but at once he disappeared. Narad began to lament and he became so much dukkhi, unhappy. In the meantime, Vrishabhanu Maharaj came there and saw that Narad was so sad. But Narad Rishi again came in senses. And he known as Kipadiya. He kept his mood and laughing. He began to say, Vrishabhan Maharaj, that yes, bring all these things. He did Abhishek of Srimati Radhika, Devi, and took her hand in his hand and told that, oh, she is very, very fortunate. Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar and all will do aradhana of this Devi. And in whole world, he is so much strong Shaktishali and who is God of God, he will be the husband of this daughter. This daughter will cook anything and it will be more than nectar. And he, those who will take that the food that he will cook, he will never die and he can conquer whole world. But there is something so that I don't want to disclose you. Then he began to ask Narada repeatedly that what is that? As if we have nothing in our hand, but we will do like this. What is in thy hand? Everyone wants to know what is in his hand. So Narada Rishi saying this, he increased the curiosity of Vrishabhanu Maharaj to know what is the fact behind. Then Narada told that after age of 13, he will have to feel some separation. But yet, he will be so fortunate. After that, all world, even in Golok, Vrindavan also, everyone will worship this baby and you should keep it very carefully and serve her. Then saying, he went to Govardhan. There is a place, Narada Kunda there. And there he authorities and did Aradhana of Srimati Radhika for thousand and thousand years. But for why? Because he is the associate of Narayan. He is the dust, he is the servant of Narayan. But anyhow, he also wants to serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So he worships Srimati Radhika like Lakshmi in Belvan. But in Belvan, Lakshmi did very hard austerity, but yet she could not enter in Vrindavan Rasasthali. So we heard and read that Narada did very hard austerity as Radha Narada Kund in Govardhan, but yet
he has not yet had
the service of Srimati Radhika, or he has service. We cannot say actually. So the pleasing of Radhika is more than pleasing of Krishna. If Srimati Radhika is pleased, then Krishna automatically become pleased. So our all Goswamis has reached that Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya Devi. Prabhupada Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami has also said like this, that Tavai Vasmi, Najwani Swayabina, Iti Vijjaya Radhe, Pangnai Mahama Charanantike. I am yours and yours and yours, not of any other type. Just to say other, I am not to Krishna. So be pleased and be pleased to me. And give your service I want to be your Palladasi. So everywhere it has written in Goswami's book that Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya and Krishna is Pranapriyatam of Srimati Radhika. So we have connection with only Radhika. We have come to this place, we should pray Srimati Radhika that she should bestow her mercy upon us, that we can be qualified to be a Raganga also. And he should keep us, or he should write our name in the register of her maid servant. God Pranamande. Now you can give.
We can give. Everyone can give some pranami.
You are qualified with these four qualities. So you pray. You are all. This is good.
When you sing any sloka or a song, it has very good effect.
You are making me anything.
No, you are what you are.
I used to song at first, at the time of Swamiji or Guru Dhammar, but I have left the song. Maybe I also become, I become also old. I have forgotten all songs. I mean, we used to have a special kartal for all week. Not anything, only kartal week.
Now where we are going? Mahavanshu.
This area over here? The old area over here?
Huh?
The old place over here?
Huh?
What is this? This old temple?
And Vrishbhanu Maharaj's old home was there.
Yeah.
And at that time it was a very rich place. So many Gwala were there, gopis were there.
There's some broken down bricks and everything over here, or temple or something, nothing special.
5,000 years before, if anything has been built all as nice and clean.
Raghunath Das Goswami has said that Srimati Radhika has taken birth from the mind.
I used to tell there were so many things to say.
No.
Some have wondered. That is culture. Sometimes you get that from the hands of Kittika. At Varsana, sometimes we take birth by the womb of Kritika Sundari in Varsana, sometimes lotus flower, some lotus flower at Varsana
seen Sri Subhanu Singh there. So all are right according to
the day of Brahma's day.
Brahma's day.